AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a new video out of Charlotte, North Carolina, released by the New York Times, recorded by the wife of the man shot and killed by police, Keith Scott. The actual shooting is not shown. Rakia Scott is heard telling officers her husband does not have a gun. He has a traumatic brain injury. You can hear her tell Scott, "Don't do it." It's not clear what she means. This is a different video than the ones being talked about by police. The police chief in Charlotte does not want that to be made public. And so does the mayor of Charlotte, Jennifer Roberts. She says it could hinder the investigation.
I had to be convinced. And someone made a very good point to me that when you are still gathering eyewitness accounts, because the state is now doing its own independent, they're still talking to folks who are neighbors and were there, et cetera.
In the video released today, officers tell Scott to drop a gun, but it's unclear whether he has a weapon. A new AP GFK poll finds more than half the country fears a Donald Trump presidency. Only about a third of Americans believe he is at least somewhat qualified to serve in the White House. Most voters oppose Trump's hard-line approach to immigration. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan says about 10% of the country is under the control of the Taliban. The government controls 65%.
The balance, you know, roughly a quarter, is in play, is contested.
Contested by insurgents and the Afghan forces. At least two deaths are being blamed on flooding and stormy weather in Wisconsin. In Iowa, sandbags are needed in Cedar Rapids. The Cedar River is rising. Mike Goldberg is emergency management director.
We're very concerned about the downtown. This level is in the range that will cause major flooding in the downtown.
The Cedar River is expected to crest tomorrow. Energy and tech stocks are pulling down the stock market. The losses are getting deeper. The Dow is down 131 points. This is AP Radio News. A top aide to Hillary Clinton was one of several given immunity as the FBI investigated her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
The chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee says he's stunned the FBI gave Hillary Clinton's former chief of staff immunity in exchange for her cooperation during the investigation. It ended with no charges being filed. Jason Chaffetz says Cheryl Mills gave federal investigators access to her laptop on the condition that anything they found couldn't be used against her. With two other staff members also getting immunity, Chaffetz said no wonder they couldn't prosecute a case. They were handing out immunity deals like candy. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
An Indian airline says a Samsung Note 2 phone emitted smoke and sparks on a flight from Singapore in an overhead bin. The airline says there was no fire, but sparks and smoke were coming from the plane. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.